Welcome, everybody. Welcome back if you're rejoining us. My name is Maggie Dawn. You are listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We've got a great discussion going on this afternoon. We're talking about whether or not Trump is basically the whiplash president with absolutely no discernible approach other than handouts to billionaires, subsidies for the world's largest corporations, and basically screwing the middle class for all intents and purposes. Markets down yet another day in a row. You can just look at his tariff policy. We had tariffs, but not tariffs. Tariffs in February, and then not tariffs until March, and now tariffs today, but not to, oh, tariff, no. Do you know how bad this is for business? Like, they have to redo all of their systems to account for this additional costing and then shut it off. The idea that this is going to bring manufacturing back to the United States, I've got a couple of things. One, that would take years.
Yes.
Two, most companies, if they are manufacturing in, I don't know, say Mexico, are paying pennies on the dollar for the labor in Mexico. What they're going to do is automate absolutely everything that they possibly can so that they don't have to hire as many American workers. And that's if they can build it in the United States in what, 3-4 years maybe?
Yeah, and just like the CHIPS Act, it's like we have to help build the infrastructure to get companies to want to manufacture in the United States. Like, we have to offer incentives. We have to do a whole bunch of things to try to get it to come back. And even still, it's hard to do.
Ali from the Northwoods, say hello to Tom. What's your comment?
Hi, Tom. I am mad as heck at the Trump and Vance and Elon Musk for cutting the veterans' schooling and health care and jobs. My dad was joined the Army when he was 17 years old and served for 22 years. And he had a wife and 4 kids that he carried pillar to post to serve the Army. And that same thing is happening today. Those families and those vets deserve better than the way they're being treated. And they get this slap in the face. Well, yesterday or the day before, Vance and Kristi Noem were supposed to go to the border to secure the border by using serving military. Why? They disrespect the vets, yet expect the new military to do their work that they were elected to do.
All good points, Ali. Thank you so much for calling in. Thank you for your family's collective service. When one member of your family serves, so does everyone else. Want to bring our friend Jeff from Superior on. Jeff, thanks for participating. Thanks for calling in. Say hi to Tom, and please go ahead, make your comment, question, or whatever you'd like to share this afternoon.
Well, hello, Tom, and thank you, Maggie. You know, you're making me feel more important than I am. I'm only one person with one opinion, but I love a debate. I miss this.
I got to tell you,
as an American, when I went to college, I loved the debates. We had people on all sides of the issue, socialists and libertarians, and I enjoy the banter, and you know, I think it moves us forward as a country.
Yes,
and I would say absolutely that a lot of the things I hear you guys say, I wish you would run it through the prism of the Constitution. You have to ask yourself, was the bureaucracy created with regard to the Constitution? Yes, they were able to form the Federal Reserve and all that. We've had that for the past 100 years, and now we got deficit spending. Well, we need to think of our future, because our country, you know, our survival is dependent on it. So a lot of the things that Democrats feel are probably unconstitutional. For example, abortion. There's no right in the Constitution for a woman to kill her baby. That's not a federal right. That's not a constitutional right. So, I mean, we need to run these
Jeff, issues. Let me just pause for a second on that one. Jeff, would you grant me that it would be highly unlikely for that kind of right to be written into a legal document that was written by only men?
Oh, well, yeah, I don't disagree with you. I think you're right.
Okay.
Do you also agree with me that many specific kinds of rights and or provisions that lots has been read into the Constitution, not just to benefit women, where, for example, interracial marriage, that doesn't appear in the Constitution, and yet that is recognized, and the laws that forbade that were found to be unconstitutional. So that there's a whole area of things that we don't see explicitly addressed in the Constitution, and yet our courts over time have found that meaning in the Constitution as it evolves and needs to be interpreted given technology and our changing views on, for example, women and people of color. If we read it just like it was written back then, well, black folks wouldn't be voting, interracial marriage would be illegal, and exactly. I wouldn't be voting.
There was no proclamation to build a superhighway system throughout the United States in the 1700s because it didn't exist then. I mean, Jeff, your argument is part of it is it ignores a changing world. And so how does a changing world fit into the viewpoint that you have about constitutionality?
Well, this is exactly why we need to defend our three branches of government. And that's why I'm a big defender of what the founding fathers did. And I don't disagree with the Supreme Court making decisions, you know, in the Dred Scott decision or Brown versus Board of Education. Those kind of decisions are evolving, and that's why I defend the three branches of government. But
what do you think, Jeff? Let's just ask a question about that. What do you think about the Supreme Court's recent decision that a president is immune from acts that are, quote, official during the course of his duties? I want to ask you that. I want to ask you, what do you think about Donald Trump declaring that there is no birthright citizenship? What do you think about this completely expanding role and this concept of the unitary executive? There was an implied balance of powers. The weakest branch was always supposed to be the judiciary. Let's talk more, Jeff. When we come back, we're going to take a very quick break. We're going to take more of your comments and questions, continue this great discussion with Jeff and each and every one of you. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. We got Tom Polsiewicz and all of you this afternoon right here on the Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.